You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopholes.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
That's a great example. That's a great example of why certain words are clearly not offensive and certain ones are.
Why is it that whenever something is said that needs to be dumped, you don't just push the dump button, you reach out and then like do like a pump fake.
I do it dramatically.
And then think about it and then I have to do it.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Your cash, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
A kick to the junk. That's what I'm feeling right now. I hobbled into work, John Lopez, and I felt like I got kicked in the junk. There were some highs, there were some lows, but at the end of the day, the Texans opened the season in New Orleans with a 30-28 loss on Monday Night Football in front of the entire country. We were 6 seconds away, J-Lo, Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop, Sports Radio 610. We were 6 seconds away from the Houston Texans being the talk of the NFL, being the toast of the NFL, starting the season off right, the game of the week. Instead, more of the same. The almost team comes up. Almosty, once again. Yes, I just made that word up, OG.
Almosty. Look, there's a lot to unpack, as people in radio like to say, and I guess we technically are in radio, huh? Look.
No technical about it, buddy.
A lot to unpack here. Let's start with what really was good. You got to feel good about this team if you just say in general. In general, you got to feel pretty good about this Texans team. Offensively, they did things that we've never seen in terms of play calling, in terms of clutch. I mean, that final drive could not have been more clutch from Deshaun Watson and Kenny Stills and DeAndre Hopkins was off the charts. The defense is a whole other story. You and I feel like more than just about anybody in town consistently questioned are the two things about the defense that were going to be a problem or a worry this year. They both showed themselves. We'll get into that. Look, I tell you this, the Texans are a better offensive team by far. They could be one of the most elite teams in the league. But, and Figgy, you might have to have the cliche bell ready for this, but the devil is in the details, people like to say, right? The devil is in the details, and the details of this game are what might give you pause, because there are some details that are not going to go away. Six sacks, Deshaun Watson getting hit and pummeled and hurt already. And I'm not saying he's injured, but he was definitely hurting.
See how hard he landed on his ass?
Gosh.
Of course he was hurt.
I thought it was back spasms because he kept coming back at it and reaching and stretching and all that. I mean, can you take a bus to London? I mean, is it possible to take a bus to London for the next Jacksonville game and on the road that he had to take a bus to last year? The details are what could maybe give you pause, but there was a lot. It was just a thrilling game. I mean, just an absolutely thrilling game. A lot to be positive about, but you can't ignore some of the things that are going to maybe bite this team.
I'm not going to sit here and give the Texans a moral victory. And I said I wasn't going to do it yesterday. I'm not going to sit here and give them credit for coming up short against the New Orleans Saints, because if you're going to be a good football team, you got to win games like that. When your quarterback down a score with 50 seconds left has a two-play drive in which he finds DeAndre Hopkins and Kenny Stills, who's been here a week, and he leaves that kind of effort on the field, I'm not going to sit here and toot the Texans' horn for that. Mm-hmm. I like what I saw from the offense, but as a whole, this team is unbalanced, because what we have right now, and this is what we fear, John Lopez, we have a championship caliber offense in Houston, and we have a defense that is either mediocre or really bad. And I got to ask this, because I know what he's done for this city. I know how great he is for this town. I love J.J. Watt, but where the heck was J.J. Watt yesterday? And you can tell me that he was doing things that didn't show up in the stat sheet. That's fine. But when you're talking about one of the best defensive players in the history of the game, a guy who had 16 sacks last season, a guy who I believe in, you believe in and Texans fans believe in. When I wake up the day after a game on primetime with J.J. Watt on the field, I should not open up the box score and not even see him in there. J.J. Watt didn't have a tackle yesterday, John Lopez. He did not have a tackle. And I thought I was going to be able to move past this sooner rather than later. I know we're going to be connected to it throughout the season, but I will say this. The Texans have played one game without Jadeveon Clowney, and right now the Clowney impact is being significantly felt, and it's hard for me to not come on here on a Reaction Tuesday. Shout out to all the loopholes who are listening and Texans fans on the radio.com app, 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, we'll hear from Bill O'Brien in 10 minutes. But it's hard for me, J-Lo, as I continue not to sit here and think that had number 90 been out there on the field with this defense, you and I would have a damn different mood right now, and we would be talking about how the Texans got a win in New Orleans on primetime on Monday Night Football to start the game, and Deshaun Watson's effort was not wasted like it was yesterday. The Clowney impact, I can't get rid of it. I think they win this game with Clowney out there.
I think they do, too. You say where was J.J. Watt? He wouldn't say this, I don't think, but he was missing Jadeveon Clowney on the field. I mean, there's no way you could not. Shout out to Whitney Merciless, one of our favorite new polls. He's joined us multiple times. Great stat line. 1.5 tackles for loss. An interception that was huge.
First one of his career.
Huge interception because the Saints take a score touchdown there. They take the lead. Who knows what happens from there. So it was a momentum shifter. 5 tackles, had a sack. Huge stat line for Whitney Merciless. Not to take away from that, because that was huge. But Whitney Merciless cannot collapse the line like Jadeveon Clowney. He doesn't command the double teams like Jadeveon Clowney. And he doesn't, just be a holy terror against the run like Jadeveon Clowney. So, yes, you missed Jadeveon Clowney, and I think you win that game if he's on the field last night. He wasn't on the field last night. J.J. Watt.
Breaking news.
Yeah, J.J. Watt. 0 appearances on the stat line, on the box score. I mean, no tackles for loss, no sacks, no tackles, no pressures. He did draw a holding call. That was his biggest impact of the game. He drew a holding call on the Saints offense, a right tackle. But here's the other part of it. You know, your defense, holding them to 3 points in the first half, that's great.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Good job.
You gave up.
How'd you do in the second?
You gave up scoring drives on 6 of 7 drives in the second half.
27 points in the second half.
Yeah.
27 points. So that 3 means absolutely nothing because we know it's about adjustments. There's a lot of moral victories being handed out by Texans fans. I'm not going there. I'm not going there because this should have been a W. Here is Deshaun Watson on the loss and if there's something to build on here.
It's a team loss. You know, offensively, you know, we could have did a little more. With great teams like this, you know, playing on the road, a great quarterback in Drew Brees, we got to be able to, you know, put the game away. And we had the opportunities, but we didn't do that. We gave them a little bit of momentum on my interception, too. They went down and scored. You know, it's a team loss, and, you know, it's all about us.
That's the right thing to say to Deshaun Watson, but at the end of the day, what do the Patriots say? Because we're trying to be Patriots South down here. According to a lot of people, they say, do your job. Deshaun did his job yesterday. Deshaun Watson did his job yesterday. So he can say that it's a team loss. No, it's not. The offense was fine. This one's on the defense.
How many times have we heard the defense over the years say it's a team loss when the offense didn't hold up its bargain? It's end of the bargain. The tide has changed. And we talked about this over the offseason, that this has become a team that wins, that really has a next level offense with the defense trying to complement it. Well, in the past whatever dozen years, it's been a really good defense with the offense trying to complement it. It's ironic that now Deshaun Watson is saying what the defense has said for years about this team. It's a team loss. We're basically trying to be nice to the other side of the ball.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do. And Deshaun Watson, he went out there and balled out. The GOAT from yesterday, and not the good GOAT. I'm not talking greatest of all time. I'm talking the donkey,
horns.
The GOAT, the whatever yesterday. Aaron Colvin, number 22. I don't know what in the hell that was yesterday, but Aaron Colvin, we a year ago yesterday, we saw Kevin Johnson play his final game for the Houston Texans against the New England Patriots, a game in which the last play that he ever played was a concussion in which he bounced off the leg of the running back, and you saw him getting yelled at by the Honey Badger. K- Kevin Johnson a year ago yesterday looked like Deion Sanders compared to what I saw from Aaron Colvin yesterday. That was, and there is a long list of these, that was one of the worst performances I've ever seen from a cornerback. And I got to give the OG John Lopez credit. John Lopez, you said this because I said that the Texans should locate Eli Apple and pick on him. And they did out of the end zone. They found Will Fuller
multiple times
for over 50 yards, and they picked on Eli Apple. And you countered that, and it was a very good point. And I almost threw up in my mouth when I said it because I knew you were going to be right about it. You said, I guarantee you, Drew Brees is going to be locating number 22 for the Houston Texans, and I'll be damned if that's not what he did. Colvin gives up two touchdowns, and then on the final offensive play of the game for the Saints before the game-winning field goal, with 6 seconds left, three safeties about 40 yards behind him, not even on the screen, Aaron Colvin decides that he is going to start 15 yards off the receiver and backpedal. Aaron Colvin yesterday on that final play before the field goal, he would have been better off walking into the stands onto Bourbon Street, going and getting a hurricane and maybe a bowl of gumbo, because he would have had just as much of an impact as he did when he was on the field. And I wouldn't have had to watch that disgraceful DB thing. Speaking of that, I found some hidden audio. This is courtesy of NFL Films. This is Drew Brees when he saw Aaron Colvin on the field. I appreciate our guys out there at NFL Films for working hard. This is Drew Brees locating Aaron Colvin on the field.
Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Oh, yeah, it is my bitch.
We are going to dig deep into that with John McClain joining us at 10:40. We'll ask him, and then at 11 o'clock, into Romeo's defense in the secondary. Aaron Colvin at the snap.
By the way, that was the Waterboy movie. For those of you that don't know, that wasn't really Drew Brees.
Yes, and at the snap, I watched this like five times. Was 9 yards off of the receiver,
and he
dropped to 12.
He backpedaled.
Dropped to 12 yards off the wide receiver. And anyone who says, and I've seen this a couple of times, well, everybody else did their job and was on the receiver. Drew Brees could have completed that pass to three different guys.
I disagree with you.
No, he could have. I'll show you the film during the break.
I've watched it. John, I watched it on loop yesterday, okay?
They were way off. And first of all, they shouldn't have been off like that. But Colvin was clearly the one that he was
when attacking. Booger McFarland knows before the play that it's a bad idea, that should probably tell you a little bit of something. Because, by the way, don't get me started on old Booger yesterday, because I missed Jason Witten. But that's neither here nor there. It is a Reaction Tuesday here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Texans fall 30-28. You can pass out the moral victories. I ain't doing that. It's on to Jacksonville for me. So, offense, good job. Defense, bad job. You ain't getting no participation ribbon here on In the Loop. At least not from me. Bill O'Brien. You could say he had a good offensive game plan yesterday, but he's got to be evaluated as a coach and a GM these days. We're going to hear from B.O.B. the day after the Texans' opening loss. We'll also hear from you throughout the show. John McClain's going to join us in the 10-hour, 713-572-4610. Reaction Tuesday continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.